Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in AMD technology, particularly focusing on GPUs, AI, and ML workloads. Today is February 28th, 2026, and we have a lot to cover, so let's jump right in with a quick overview of the most important topics on the agenda. Headline overview. 1. AMD is gearing up for significant improvements in Linux support for instruction-based sampling IBS with the upcoming Zen 6 architecture. 2. Exciting enhancements are being introduced in the Linux kernel that will greatly benefit performance profiling, especially for EPYC Venice processors. 3. We'll also touch on the broader implications of these updates for developers and engineers working on high-performance computing and machine learning applications. Now, let's dive deeper into these topics. Deep dive: AMD's instruction-based sampling improvements with Zen 6. First up, we have some exciting news regarding AMD's ongoing development efforts for their next-generation Zen 6 architecture. Recently, AMD posted a set of patches to the Linux kernel mailing list, which have been queued for inclusion in the upcoming Linux 7.1 release. These patches are primarily focused on enhancing the Linux perf subsystem support for instruction-based sampling, IBS, improvements. So, what exactly does this mean for developers? The enhancements introduced by these patches are designed to facilitate better performance profiling for applications running on AMD's future processors. This is particularly crucial for high-performance computing and machine learning workloads, where understanding the behavior of your code at the instruction level can lead to significant optimizations. Let's break down some of the key features included in these patches. 1. Remote socket data source indication. This feature allows developers to identify the source of data for remote sockets, which is essential for multi-socket systems. This means that when you're profiling performance across different sockets, you can have more granular control and understanding of where the data is coming from. 2. Streaming store filtering. With the ability to optionally record samples for instructions that perform streaming stores, developers can focus their profiling efforts on specific operations that might be bottlenecks in their applications. This is particularly useful in scenarios where memory bandwidth is a concern. 3. RIP BIT63 filtering. This enhancement introduces a hardware-assisted privilege filtering mechanism. Essentially, it allows unprivileged users to utilize IBS without relying on software-based privilege filtering. This could open up new avenues for profiling in environments where security and access control are paramount. 4. Fetch latency threshold filtering. By implementing latency filtering that only records events exceeding a programmable threshold, developers can identify high-latency fetch events that might indicate performance issues in their applications. This is a game changer for optimizing performance in real-time applications. These patches are currently in the tip.git branch under perf/core and are expected to be submitted for the Linux 7.1 merge window in April. This means that developers can look forward to leveraging these features in their profiling tools soon. Now, why is this particularly exciting for those working on AMD's EPYC Venice processors? The Venice architecture is designed for high-performance computing and enterprise applications, where efficient resource management and performance profiling are critical. With these new IBS capabilities, developers will have a more powerful toolkit at their disposal to optimize their applications for the unique workloads that EPYC processors handle. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the advancements in the Linux perf subsystem for AMD's upcoming Zen 6 architecture signify a strong commitment to enhancing developer tools and capabilities. This is not just about improving performance. It's about empowering developers to gain deeper insights into their applications, which is essential in the fast-evolving fields of AI and machine learning. In conclusion, the introduction of these IBS improvements is a clear indicator that AMD is focused on providing the best possible support for developers working on cutting-edge applications. As we await the official release in April, it's a great time to start thinking about how you can leverage these new capabilities in your own projects. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the rapidly changing landscape of GPU technology and its implications for developers and engineers alike.